You're welcome to You Are the Best with Pastor Jerry Eze, brought to you by Streams of Joy International, Kilometer 4 Ikotekwene Road, Umuahia, Abia State. Be blessed as you listen to this live recording from Jubilee House.
Can we put our hands together for the Lord? Praise God. Now, child of God, last week, God took us through a journey still in our ability to look at the word purpose. And one of the things that we tried to say last week as we laid the foundation was that we said, and God formed man. And we said that the word formed is the word called what? Yatsar. And the word Yatsar means what? Purpose. So, God purposed man. And we said that in our interaction with divinity, one thing is very essential, and that is the place of purpose. The man himself would not be able to acknowledge or fulfill his manhood, as the case may be, when he does not understand where he stands in the place of purpose. We went ahead to talk about what he shared with us, and that is five purpose questions. Five purpose questions. And it's very important for us to answer that, because that exactly will reveal to you what your purpose on earth is. And we said that one of the questions you need to ask yourself in discovering your purpose is, who am I? Where am I from? Why am I here? What can I do? And where am I going to? And also, most importantly, we also ask ourselves, who am I becoming? Now, these are the purpose questions that we try to look at. And also, we talked a bit about purpose, but most importantly, we went into the different levels of mandates that God gave to man, and from there we're able to glean purposes from it. One is the godness mandate, or godness purpose as the case may be. And we said last week, how many of you remembered that we said last week that the form of the man could not move the man? How many of you remember that? That we said that after God molded man, man was dust as it were, man was flesh as it were. But that form that man was not able to move the man until God breathed into man the breath of life and man became a living soul. Amen? So the form of the man could not move the man. And we said that God tried to set example for everybody under the godness mandate, as the case may be. God was trying to tell every man that your flesh does not have the capacity to move you. The only thing that can move you is the breath of God inside of you. Then we looked at the dominion mandate. And under the dominion mandate, we looked at the word fruitful, we looked at multiply, and we looked at the word replenish. From there, we went to the responsibility mandate. And the responsibility mandate is both to work the ground, to keep it in order, to finish up, and also great fertility, as it were. Today, we are looking at 21 signs to show that you're working in purpose. It's easier for people in life to tell you, I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going to. I know what my vision in life is. It's very easy for people to say that. It's also very easy for you to imagine that you know what you're doing. It's also very simple for you to tell everybody that cares to listen that you're a champion in your world, or maybe you're in a champion in a community. But the truth of the matter is that at the end of this 21 signs to show that you're walking in purpose, you probably will take time again and look through what you consider your life assignment or your life purpose and ask yourself very deep questions. Have I really, as it were, been walking in purpose, as it were? Now, any man that walks in purpose, now this is number one. Any man or a life of purpose, or those who walk in purpose, do not live by their feelings, they live by principles. In your pursuit of purpose, different things are going to happen along the line. In your pursuit of purpose, you're probably going to discover that there are times when you're going to be discouraged. By the way, discouragement is a feeling. Amen? There are times when you're going to be excited. By the way, excitement is a feeling. There are times when you're going to be happy. By the way, happiness is a feeling. There are times when you're going to go through from one emotional roller coaster ride to another. And we're saying in the pursuit of your life assignment, in the pursuit of your dream, you do not live by your feelings, you live by your principle. And so once you've been able to define what your principles and values are in life, regardless of how you feel, what has to be done has to be done. Because the reason why a lot of us don't get things done, today I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I'm not just happy. I'm not going to do anything. No, sir, you are not walking in purpose. Anytime your feelings begin to take the upper hand in your everyday living, remind yourself, Jerry, you're supposed to be a man of purpose. And men of purpose do not walk by their feelings, they walk by their principles.
So if my principle is hard work, my feelings will not change it. If my principle is integrity, my feelings will not change it. Because any day my feelings begin to take an upper hand above my principles, my God-ordained principles, there are chances that I am no longer living in purpose. I have a godly principle not to defile myself. But even if my feelings are saying the wrong thing, I'm going to stand by my principle. So men of purpose do not walk by how they feel. They walk by what are my principles. This is the point that David came to when they were trying to, when the Amalekites came and caused the entire damage around them and all that. And the first instance, the first reaction of David was to start crying. The first instance of David was to start crying. And when he was crying, his life was about to be terminated. Because when he started crying, the people that he was sympathizing with, the Bible said they spoke of water, stoning him. But the Bible said, and David did water, encouraged himself. Which means at that point in time, David understood my feelings will not take me far. So whatever is your life assignment, whatever you're doing, whatever level of purpose you are in, never agree that your feelings should lead the way. Your principles, God-ordained principle, is what will drive me. Now, the Spirit of God says to me, people who walk in purpose understand that ideas alone rule in the world of backwardness. But executed ideas will always position you for championship. Remember, we are looking at the signs that show that you're walking in purpose. Pastor, please explain what you mean right now. People who are seated here looking at me right now are people who every day of their life, let me be very, 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 very conservative right now. Every day of their life, they probably have 500 ideas about how to take their life to the next level running through their mind. Notice that sometimes all those 500 ideas, you will not do half. I didn't say you will not do one. You will not do half. Because any day you even try to consider one idea, the devil will come. Attack him with any idea. Check what came in the past before God try a new one. And you find out that at that point in time, you find out that your ideas begin to die. But always remember, men of purpose are not idea men alone, but they are men who execute their ideas. Child of God, the world is not looking for people who thought about it. They are looking for people who did it. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. Men who thought about things are never celebrated. But you can think about it. Another man can carry your idea and execute. Is that man that will know? Am I talking to someone? So child of God, what is the first thing I said? That men who walk in purpose live by what? Their principles and not by their feelings. And secondly, what? Anybody who walk in purpose do not just understand ideas alone, because ideas rule in the world of backwardness, but executed ideas will position you for championship. Praise God. And child of God, the third sign that will show you whether you're walking in purpose or not is that the Spirit of God says to me, and I wrote it down this way, people who walk in purpose would hardly notice distractions. But persons of no purpose will search for distractions to tender them as excuses. So which means that any man who says that he's walking in purpose, but you are telling yourself, Pastor, there are too many distractions. There are too many distractions everywhere. You have not found what to die for. Any man that has found what to die for, what to live for, what to unleash your greatest potential and potentiality, they never see distractions. Let me tell you, it was only the day that Brother David lost sight of his purpose that he noticed Bathsheba. Because the Bible said when kings go to war, but David stayed back, loss of purpose. So any day you lose your purpose, distraction is inevitable. Am I communicating? The Spirit of God says to me, a life of purpose never bothers itself with what others have achieved or what they have not achieved. It benchmarks itself with the assignment that's on his life. A life of purpose is competing against his own life assignment. I don't know who understands what I'm saying. Child of God, there's a mandate on your life. Find it and compete against the mandate. There's a purpose you have been called to fulfill. Find that purpose and compete against the purpose. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. So a life of purpose is not competing with all that. It's competing with what God has said concerning your life. And so it doesn't matter. That's why it doesn't benchmark itself with what other people have achieved. If they have achieved so much, that's fine. If they have achieved little, that's also fine. But right now, there's something God has said to me, and that is what I am walking towards. And the Spirit of God says to me, a life of purpose is in love with integrity. A life of purpose is in love with integrity. It shares a deep connect with discipline and knows where it should be and when it should be there. Remember, we're looking at 21 signs to show that you're walking in purpose. Whenever you will tell yourself at the end of the day, I don't even know what took me to that man's house. I don't even know what made me start conversation with this person. I didn't even know what made me start doing this. And no, you were really purposeless. A life of purpose knows where it should be right now. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. It knows where it should be. You call a life of purpose on the phone and say, hey, do you know you should be here? A life of purpose say, I am not meant to be there. A life of purpose understands what discipline is. Because there can never be any actualization of your potentials outside of the circumference of discipline. How many of us still get to that point where you want to pray for 15 minutes and the Holy Spirit says, sit back. The prayer is not over. He said, Lord, I'm over. Lord, I am over with this prayer. The Holy Spirit said, no, you are not yet over. I need you to do another 30 minutes. And then you sit back and this is discipline. Sometimes you want to read for 10 minutes and the Holy Spirit said, no, I need you to read. Oh, do you know that the Holy Spirit encourages people to read? And the Holy Spirit encourages them. I say, no, read for another. They say, bam, bam, bam. I cannot. A life of purpose is a life of what? Discipline. It's a life of a lot of us. The problem most Christians have is that we are not disciplined. We are not disciplined with God. We are not disciplined with ourselves. Nothing. There's no discipline anywhere. From now onwards, I will be waking up to do quiet time every 4 a.m. Because of your quiet time, you went and bought alarm clock. And then you bought the alarm clock and you decided to set the alarm clock by 4 a.m. Child of God, you set alarm by 4. Alarm will definitely blow. When alarm finally blows, you open one eye, look at the alarm, close back the eye again. Because alarm does not used to blow once, alarm will blow again. So alarm blows again. You carried your hand, the hand that bought the alarm. You carried the hand, the same hand that carried the alarm, and turned the alarm off, and then you kept it. When you wake up in the morning, you say, hey, konye banyo dire di alarm. Child of God, you are not living in purpose. Oh. You are becoming extremely purposeless because there's no discipline around you. Child of God, when you train yourself in discipline, you will love yourself. A life of purpose understands until there is a mix of moments of bravery garnished with deliberate actions, you are just imagining that you are living with purpose. Child of God, there are moments in life your purpose will determine that no matter how small you are, you may need to confront a Goliath. There are times your purpose will begin to tell you, no matter how little you are, listen, it's about time to look the giant in the face and confront the giant. So, what it simply means is that a life of purpose never cowers out. A life of purpose understands that at every one moment, I need to be brave. I either need to be brave for all the dreams that God has put in my spirit to come to pass. I know that I need to be brave for all. You need bravery. A life of purpose. And it's not just that I am brave. You are brave in your own heart. Bravery is seen by his deliberate actions. Do you think that David was a brave person? Because he killed Goliath. Is that not true? And through some deliberate actions that he took. When he got there, I said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And while they were talking, David was still talking. And while Goliath was talking, David was talking. Child of God, a life of purpose understands there are things that are said to you you need to properly respond to. A life of purpose, the Spirit of God says to me, no longer feels that it is selling his soul for a paycheck. By this I mean paycheck, I mean C-H-E-Q-U-E, yes, a paycheck. So it no longer feels like selling is sold for a paycheck because income, purpose, and satisfaction are in alignment. Now, a life without purpose, a life that has not discovered its purpose, sometimes feel very frustrated because you believe that everything that I am is just qualified in this paycheck they give me at the end of every month. Everything that I am, everything, all my name is in this paycheck. We're saying those who have discovered purpose understand that three things now become in alignment. One is what? Income. Another one is what? Purpose. And the third one is what? Satisfaction. So these three things, every day, for even if they earn less than they should have, but they just know that I am in my purpose. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. I am in my purpose. So, until income, purpose, and satisfaction begin to match themselves, you have not yet discovered purpose. And the Spirit of God says to me, a life of purpose meets its obligations through the stairway of priorities. Let me ask someone a question right now. Do you think that everybody here has got obligations? Are the obligations all important? You know, the word obligation came from the word, it's obligated upon you. How many of you remember that word? It's obligated. When you say it's obligated, it's what? It is compulsory. It is mandatory. And I'm asking you, do we have things that are mandatory for our lives? Yes. When we say something is an obligation, sometimes it's not something that you can negotiate out of. It's an obligation. And we are saying, but purpose understand that all obligations will not be met at the same time. A life of purpose understands that even though I have too many obligations, but I will not meet all of them at the same time. So, how does it structure itself in order to make sure it meets its obligation at the same time? It begins to look at what is called priorities. Now, the Lord said to me again, a life of purpose understands that until you achieve balance in your life, you are an underachiever. No matter your level of achievement in life, once you have not achieved the most important one, and the most important one is called balance. You are what? An underachiever. In our balance pyramid, the first thing that comes first is God. The second thing that follows is family. The third thing that follows is work. Then if you have leisure, that is when after all that is where your leisure will come from. So until you've achieved this level of balance, how do you wake up in the morning? God did not come first. And then you're putting your work ahead of God. No, sir. No, sir. Nothing will carry you. Nothing will carry you. You are waking up. What are you handing over your entire? Nothing. You just zoom out. Pam, pam, pam. I have a lot to do. I have a lot to do. I am a very busy person. Nothing will carry you. Because let me tell you, time and seasons is going to come when some things that you really require God to be able to hold your foundation together. Am I communicating? So, if you do not include him at the beginning, it will be like that man that the Bible said that built his house on what? On sand. There was no foundation. You have often heard this, but I'm going to redefine it today according to how the Spirit of God gave me inspiration. Now, when the Holy Spirit gave me this inspiration, I asked him, Lord, what do I say? And the Lord said to me, this is how you're going to say it. And then he dropped this word in my spirit. A life of purpose does not work hard. A life of purpose does not work hard. But a life of purpose works smart. You already understand? But look at how the Holy Spirit broke it down into me. And then when I said to the Lord, what new thing do your people need to know about working hard and working smart? And that is number one, under working hard. Three signs of hard work that you are just working hard. Three signs that you are just working hard is that you are working, repeating same routines without making a new difference. And another sign to show that you're just working hard is that your to-do list is very long. And at the end of the day, you feel that you have not achieved all of them. You're working hard. And another sign to show that you're just working hard Is the Spirit of God said to me, is when you are working hard without getting the recognition that your work deserves. Okay, the Spirit of God says to me, these are the signs that you are working smart. Who wants to hear it? And the Holy Spirit said to me, you are not caught up in routines. The difference between a hard worker and a smart worker is that a hard worker has routines that he gets into daily. This is my routine. And my routine is, I need to get to the office and do this thing and all that. I have files to treat. And so when I get to my files, I will do this one. I will sign up this one. I have school to go to. I have my books. When I go to, I sit in the class and then I listen to the lecturer and all of that. This is your daily routine. But the difference is that a smart worker creatively thinks about his routines and questions the routine before he starts. So the reason why I have to question my routine is that, is there something in this routine that can change? What you're complaining about is not what the complaint is. The complaint is that you no longer thought about what you do. You're no longer thinking about the things that you're doing. Because you wake up in the morning, I know how to do this thing. You're getting, and once in a while, sit back and question your daily routine. Ask yourself, what is wrong with, you know how it is that you're getting, and then if you're driving to the office, you already have one way. If I'm coming, I would always enter Ikota Ebene Road to come to. Once in a while, a life of purpose says, can I try another way? You know why? The reason why you're not questioning your daily routine is that it's giving you the same result and you're comfortable. But people who want to exceed their former results ask themselves, I need to ask myself, this thing I'm doing now, how can I do it differently? And if I do it differently, can it bring me another result? How many of us know about a to-do list? The problem most times is not your knowing what to do. That's not the problem. That's what the Holy Spirit told me. It's not your knowing because you know what to do. Your problem is knowing what not to do. So, please, I will advise that as you create your to-do list, create another list, and it is called what? Not to-do list. If it's all about ideas alone, you have your idea, you know what to do, you know where to be, you know how to, and all that. But by the end of the day, something just happens in the day and scatters all your to-do list. Please, write another one. Create a not-to-do list. Then the Holy Spirit said to me, finally, know more than you knew yesterday. A life of purpose will always know more than it knew yesterday. No matter what it takes, you know more than you knew yesterday. Knowledge is evolving. Every day there is new thinking in every area. And let me tell you, remember I said, every time you're getting distracted, somebody is getting more focused. And child of God, knowledge rules the world. There's somebody who is sinking his or herself in knowledge right now, and all you are doing is to walk with old knowledge. When I see people whose knowledge are not updated, I'm afraid they will not last the test of time. And the Spirit of God says to me again, one of the ways of working smart is pray. The Lord said to me, pray, pray, and pray. Child of God, nothing beats prayer. I love to pray. Prayer is my life. Prayer has given me what hard work cannot give. Prayer has opened doors that you never imagined. If you are ever confused about a matter, shut your eyes and pray. If you get to a point in destiny, going forward is as difficult as going backward. Child of God, just if you don't know what, just shut your eyes and pray. One of the ways of working smart is pray. And child of God, I'm not talking about thoughtless, repetitive prayers. I'm talking about prayer that is from your heart. I'm talking about you talking to God. Look at the way David used to talk to God, though. Look at the way Job used to talk to God. Job said, he said, he knows the way I think. That is, as in, he knows everything. Jehovah, I want to tell you, you are a good God. You are great. And you, look, I'm your pastor. I'm telling you the way I pray in my closet. That's the way it works. That I'm telling you. Lord, I want to tell you. When somebody comes to me with a very big, and then when I get up, Bible. See, Chineke, Isaiah chapter 60. Let us go there. And then you go, and then you read that one and say, God, please keep that one somewhere. Let me also show you this thing. And the Bible says, come unto me with your strong reasons. So, and that is what I'm doing. I'm showing him. And I'll say, Chineke, biko, if you called me, You know the way I used to thank you. You know the way I used to say, God, because no. God, because, and then you're crying, and then you're begging God, and all that. Your own is that. Why? The reason why your prayer has not been answered is that God has not seen it through you. As I get ready to tidy up, the Lord said to me, purpose goes into hiding the moment passion is missing. Purpose is your compass in your pursuit to your place in destiny. Passion is the energy that takes you there. Do you understand the difference? Purpose is this. This is what I'm running towards. It's what is giving me focus. It's what is giving me direction. Then your passion is the energy that takes you there. And the Spirit of God says to me, you know your level of passion by your pace and excitement at your life assignment. If you no longer have passion for what you're currently doing, there's a probability that what you're doing is not your purpose. So, but if you get to a point where they wake you up from sleep, and no matter how you know your purpose, that no matter how hard things are, even if things are not working, they wake you up again. You say, I'm not changing my mind, though, because I really want to do this. I really want to do this. Because you know the extent of your passion by your pace and excitement. Finally, I'm going to say this. A life of purpose does not lower its expectation. It's very important. To meet its performance. But it raises the level of performance to meet its expectation. Because you have expectations. And then in time, they tell you, your expectation is too high. Bring it down to what you can do. I don't know whether you're getting it. Bring down your expectation to what you can do. We say, no, a life of purpose does not bring down its expectation. But it brings up its performance. So no matter how high my expectations are, all that God is expecting me to do is to make sure that I re-engineer my performance to meet my expectation. Child of God, no matter what happens, don't reduce your expectation. I'm telling you. You know why I said so? Even the Bible says the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. No matter what happens, re-engineer your performance to meet your expectations and not your expectation to now come down and meet your performance. Child of God, that is mediocrity being defined. Talking about performance, there's something the Spirit of God said to me. Performance is your reality. Every other thing is an illusion. Can we put our hands together for the Lord?
You just listened to Pastor Jerry Eze in the program, You Are the Best. Do you wish to connect with him? Send an SMS to this number, 0805-5818-653. Again, 0805-5818-653. Once again, 0805-5818-653. And for the last time, 0805-5818-653. Or send an email to PastorJerryEze@gmail.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at his Twitter handle, which is @JerryStreams. Follow him on Facebook and like his page by searching for Pastor Jerry Uchechukwu Eze. It will be our pleasure to have you in our Power Park services this Sunday at Streams of Joy International, Jubilee House, Kilometer 4, Ikotepwene Road, Umuahia, before Ehimiri Housing Estate. Our first service begins at 7 a.m. and ends at 8:15 a.m., while our second service starts at 8:30 a.m. and ends at 10:15 a.m. The last service for the day starts at 10:30 a.m. and ends at 12:30 p.m. In Streams of Joy, we do not just count numbers, we count destinies fulfilled. You are the best.